Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
My good friend George Humphrey is going to be in studio with us in 5 minutes. After this quick segment, he's an economist, former city council member, author, documentary filmmaker, and a leading figure in the fight for free humanity against the New World Order crime syndicate and their wicked engineers and scientists. That's coming up in the next segment, again, as we attempt to alert the people with our limited capacity, though the numbers are growing, to the grave threat we're all under with the scientific dictatorship now entering its foretold extermination phase. So, again, ladies and gentlemen, we're doing the best we can. John Taylor Gatto, of course, was a big advertising man in New York. He then got involved part-time in education, became a teacher for 30 years in New York because of his love of that, and several times was Teacher of the Year. He thought education was broken. He then discovered that it was all by design. We've got about 3 minutes left with you, sir. Finish up any other key points you want to make about the scientific dictatorship, some of the source documents for folks to check, like your free book on your website, and just how we fight this. I mean, I believe it's just if someone becomes aware, the innate human mind is still there. Once they discover they're in a box, they can then figure out how to get out of it.
That's the Alice in Wonderland principle. Once you discover that all of this menacing apparatus, they're just a pile of cards. Once you understand what's going on, you withdraw your own cooperation without putting a billboard up. You withdraw your children. You talk to your neighbors. And as you said an hour ago at the beginning of the show, as you spread this around, the ripples are like a stone being thrown in water. What's underway right now are the last stages of globalizing this thing and creating a virtual world government in every nation that matters. Most of the nations of the world, of course, don't matter. But in the ones that matter, there is an international government already. It's a shadow government. So that all of the attempts to keep this thing stable while replacing American jobs with jobs from wherever, I won't name a particular country. The idea is to destroy the idea of nationality, which is one of the grounds of meaning that we all have, just as they have worked for a century to destroy the sanctity of the family, because that's a tough nut to crack. But nationality is under heavy siege right now and is in a state of advanced collapse in most places. And it's taught in universities as a good thing. We'll now hand management over to the best people drawn from the world's population. At that point, we are all in jail, and I don't know what key would open that lock. Read Carol Quigley's Tragedy and Hope, A History of the World in Our Time. It is an immortal work of the 20th century. Quigley was an internationally famous scholar. He was Bill Clinton's personal tutor at Georgetown University. And he wrote extensively, chapter and verse, on this. The publisher destroyed the plates of the book, but thanks to the efforts of a number of really courageous people, the book was illegally kept in print on the fringes. And now I understand, although I'd have to see it for myself, that the publisher has brought it back in.
John Taylor Gatto, we're out of time. The website is John Taylor Gatto, ladies and gentlemen, johntaylorgatto.com. On there you can find a link to download his life's work, this incredible book. Can we get you up for a part three next week?
You can. Can your producer give my wife a call? Because I move around a lot, but she'll set up. I don't actually have close control for my schedule.
I understand. God bless you, sir. Thank you for all the time, and thank you for your vital work.
It is a big idea, a new world order. In the near future, Earth is dominated by a powerful world government.
It's known as the Bilderberg Group. Could their objective be world domination?
For thousands of years, their dark order grew. Now, as they hail the birth of the New World Order, their great dream of exterminating 80% of humanity is at hand. For the first time in history, the elite's plan for world government is blown wide open. You will learn the secret that drives the entire New World Order agenda.
Bilderberg is making great progress toward a world government.
Most people have no idea. They're not after money. They have all the money they need. They're after power. That's their aphrodisiac.
Order Endgame on DVD at PrisonPlanet.com or InfoWars.com. Or watch it online right now at PrisonPlanet.tv. Endgame, blueprint for global enslavement. You have been warned.
Hey ladies, if you love to shop, then visit HerbalHealer.com to browse through their online catalog. You'll find thousands of effective, alternative, and natural products for you and the whole family. Besides the amazing products you'll find, this shopping is guilt-free because you're investing in your health, and your health is priceless. While online, sign up to receive the Herbal Healer newsletter, which will keep you informed on the latest and greatest products and education. Did you know that Herbal Healer offers not only natural medicine, but also tension-relieving herbal teas, cookbooks, aromatherapy, products for pampering, and more great products to help you soothe and relax after a long day. Want to learn more for yourself and to help others in the future? Join the Herbal Healer Correspondence Program. You can work at your own pace from the comfort of your own home. This accredited, exciting program can help you gain skills and knowledge. Can you believe you can find all this at one stop? HerbalHealer.com, celebrating 18 years of dedication.
Attention GCN listeners who suffer from excruciating joint pain. If you're interested in suppressed but amazingly effective traditional arthritis remedies, this will be the single most important message you'll ever hear. Recently, a scientist who specializes in ancient medicine has discovered a 3,000-year-old arthritis remedy that has been proven in studies not only to relieve joint pain and inflammation, but also to build damaged cartilage as well. And the amazing thing is just how fast it works. Now, because the rules governing nutritional supplements in this country, no health or healing claims can be made for this ancient remedy. However, it is still legal to own it. And right now, a small amount is available to my listeners. Keep in mind, shipments get filled on a first-come, first-served basis, so it's important that you take immediate action by going to 321relief.com. And the best part? My listeners pay absolutely nothing today. Simply go to 321relief.com or call 815-259-4552 for details.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Well, my good personal friend and a real scholar is our guest for this hour. He's George Humphrey, former city council member, a degreed economist, very successful private businessman in clothing lines, real estate, all sorts of other things. So he's uniquely placed to come on the show and talk about what's happening to the economy. Of course, his analysis meshes with Dr. Paul Craig Roberts, the father of Reaganomics and former head of the Treasury, and, of course, Joseph Stiglitz, Nobel Prize winner, former chief economist, World Bank we've had on. And what we talked about 10 years ago, we talked about 12 years ago, I mean, I remember George 15 years ago, before I was even involved on television here locally and then radio, I remember going to events and seeing George there, and he was a supposed big liberal out supporting Pat Buchanan in the early 90s and 96, and, you know, because he saw that Pat had better ideas than what the establishment was talking about. And he is here with us today to talk about that, immigration, and, of course, a lot of other things that are happening. The shift, people are waking up because of technology, information, spiritually. And that's why the system's coming in right now. It's their desperation that is really causing all of this. But when he came in, I said, what do you want to talk about on the economic front? And he said, well, you know, the trenching and what's happening with derivatives. And to bring that into focus, Bloomberg, Florida, of course, Monday, they actually did it the week before last, but it came out this week, demanded its $26 billion just out of a couple funds. They have a lot more than that. I mean, Texas has hundreds and hundreds of billions in their double set of books. This is not on budget. This is the big fraud, how they took our money, gave it to the internationalists. They're demanding their $26 billion. They were, first they said, okay, we'll give you $18 billion. Now they're saying we may not even give you that. Other states are demanding their money. They AAA rated all this corporate paper, and this makes the subprime thing look like a joke. That's kind of like an overall cover they give to make it look like the people did it. The credit cards are coming due with over $25,000 apiece for the average American when averaged together. You have all these other international loans coming together with the dollar sinking as well, and interest rate cuts. That's making people dump dollars, move out of them. So, George Humphrey, thank you so much for coming in, my friend.
It is so good to be here.
Good to be here, my friend.
I love being with you. And as I've always, I really appreciate what you're doing. There's so many ways to fight this thing. And I'll tell you what, my friends, if you're listening, I know that you understand the importance of this message. And information is power. It is an information war. And it all starts with money. Always follow the money. Always follow the money. That when I became a city councilman here in Austin, Texas, and there was something going on, I'd always follow the money. Now, the fact is that a group of internationalists, whether you want to call them the power elite, the Illuminati, the political Zionists, the black hats, whatever you want to call these rascals, is that they control the International Monetary Fund, the World Bank, the Federal Reserve, and that they want to break the United States government. The United States is the last bastion of freedom in this world, and the way to do that is to break our economic system. Now, it doesn't take a degree in economics to understand that the United States of America, whether you believe that there really is a country or whether it's a corporation, is that we are bankrupt. And what is going on right now is what is called the tranches or the trenches, and that they're taking all of these loans that have been bundled together, the second loans, the subprime loans, and as any economist will tell you, for the last 8 years, the money supply, the M3, has been incredibly, unbelievably loose. We've never had a period of time like this. And what they did is that they funneled a lot of this money into loans. People were buying houses, $750,000 homes that were making $50,000, $55,000 a year. This has been unbelievable insanity. But the real insanity is that the people who are putting together these loans package these together, and they would get AAA status, sell these to communities and to hedge funds all over. And now you take a look at the 10 largest banking corporations here in the West: Bank of America, Citibank, J.P. Morgan, Wachovia, Goldman Sachs. Every single one of these banking institutions, except Morgan Stanley, have more what are called third-level assets. These are assets that are made up of these tranches. Then they have 50 to 300% more tranches or third-level assets than they do total assets. Now, how much these bonds are really worth, whether they're worth 90 cents in the dollar, 70 cents in the dollar, or more like 30 or 50 cents on the dollar. Now, in this first wave of insanity, the Plunge Protection Team, and I'm sure most of your people know what the Plunge Protection Team is, came
in. Why don't you fill them in?
Okay. Well, quite clearly, as we all know, the Fed is an illegal institution or unconstitutional. But in the 1990s, the Fed, together with Goldman Sachs and J.P. Morgan, started buying stocks and commodities directly when those stocks and commodities started going down. For example, the Xerox Corporation. We say that we're in a private enterprise or capitalist system. Over 70% of the Xerox stock is owned by these people who have just created this money out of thin air.
And let's expand on that. Generally, nations had 5-to-1, 8-to-1, 10-to-1, 12-to-1 with fractional reserve banking. The average being about 10 was kind of the British model. Mm-hmm. Going back 500 years ago, they then in the 1993 said, no, now we can just have private rating services rate debt,
right,
and then we can loan out to infinity. We can create subsidiary banks that then also leverage out to the power of 10. and then so you can have $1 inflated to $1 billion,
yeah.
And it's a mountain of money. They had to do it because they want global domination by creating these mountains of fiat currency. They were able to buy up the true global infrastructure.
Absolutely, and all of this, and we can go to infinity in talking about this. We can talk about the derivatives. Right now, we're talking about the subprime loans, the trenches.
Now, I see numbers, and I mean, you're a great economist, but I've been listening to other ones saying it's between just with the top 20 banks,
mm-hmm.
And then what they have leverage in their subsidiaries, that last year, 12 months ago, in December of last year, these are November numbers, November of last year, there was $750 trillion in leverage derivatives. Now they're saying it exponentially doubled to $1,500 trillion.
Well, we're going from the trenches to derivatives, which is an exponential jump. And discussing derivatives is like watching the movie The Matrix. Nobody knows. Nobody knows. But we do know that in 1929, we had a depression because stocks were being leveraged at 10 to 1. The derivatives market, which was born in the early 90s, started about at 20 to 1, 30 to 1, then went up to 100 to 1. Now, it's my understanding that the average derivatives that the corporations and the municipalities are putting in their portfolios are at least a 40 to 1 leverage, and that at using the most conservative numbers is that there's over $75 billion worth of domestic derivatives out there. And remember, a derivative has no intrinsic value.
But they're actually now calling those assets, and then banks are loaning those out.
Absolutely.
That's the calculation, and then in the call margin with the currencies, because I've seen mainstream publications saying that it's in the thousands of trillions.
Yeah, well, we just don't know. I mean, you know, I hear these numbers, and I get this stuff every day. So being as and it really doesn't make any difference. After you're dead, you can only be dead one time. And
so it's kind of like saying, are they going to drop 50 million nuclear bombs on the earth or 50 trillion?
Correct.
It just doesn't.
And with the gross national product of this country, about $11.5 trillion. Now, if the derivative market is at the most conservative number, which is 65 or 70 trillion dollars, and because it's a zero-sum game, there's nothing behind a derivative. It is only an index. There's no stock.
Well, I try to have
no
a simplified analogy of this, George, and that's you have a football field that's the imaginary money,
right.
And then real assets is a postage stamp. And then I've had economists tell me, no, it's kind of like the city of Dallas and a postage stamp.
whatever it is. Even the trained economist, and there are wonderfully intelligent economists here in Austin and around Texas and around this country who don't even know about, who are totally ignorant about it.
Well,
this.
They teach them in a compartmentalized fashion.
Oh, absolutely.
Even in banking, only one out of 1,000 bankers in England is taken and sent to special schools, private schools.
Absolutely. And the ignorance about this is just overwhelming. And it's not that these people are stupid. They just haven't been given the information. And it's just like the shadow government. There's something going on behind the facade. And so, but using the most conservative numbers is that what we're talking about is a derivative debt that is 5 to 6 times the GNP. And this is not even talking about personal debt, corporate debt, private debt. This isn't talking about the trenches. This isn't talking about our trade surplus. This is just talking about the derivatives. And if your information is correct, I mean, it's so far out in space. But again, you can only kill somebody one time.
So, like
so whether it's 60 trillion or 200 trillion or whatever the trillion is times X, the economy is on real terms dead. Now, but because people believe in it, and remember, emotion and belief in fiat is what drives the market. It is not the fundamental. I mean, you know, I was trained as a fundamental economist, and anybody who looks at the fundamentals of what's going on knew long, 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 long ago. 10-15 years I was yelling and screaming about this because I was looking at the fundamentals. But now I kept on going, The market's overpriced. Our balance of trade is killing us. We're losing jobs. We're gonna have a recession. But the economy just kept on exploiting and getting bigger and bigger. And I was going, what's going on? And then it finally dawned in my thick head is that it's the emotion, it's the illusion.
So
that
the question
things.
Here is. At the best numbers, we're being shot 500 times, and with the bad numbers, we're being shot 5 billion times.
Yeah, whatever the numbers are. And, you know, the point is that the poison bullets are out there, whether it's the balance of trade, the deficit spending.
We're going to break. Let's come back and talk more about that.
Ted Anderson, happy holidays. December 24th, 2007. Gold, 811 60-ounce gold coins can be purchased for $835.99, 412 for half, 206 for quarter. That's $835.99, 412 for half, and 206 for quarter. For years, Ron Paul has taken the position to uphold constitutional rights. He's been branded by special interest groups as Dr. No, refusing to bend his values. I can only imagine the pressure applied by Congress as he stands alone for these principles. He has given up a medical career for this. Ron Paul is running for president. The ideas of strong currency, ending the war, defending the Constitution, and protecting civil liberties are catching on. As a thank you, GCNLive.com, Midas Resources, and I would like to send you a free copy of the Ron Paul Family Cookbook. Call 800-686-2237 for your free copy. Again, that's 800-686-2237. I hope his values are touching your heart as deep as they are mine. That's 800-686-2237. Thanks again for supporting Ron Paul.
Attention, this is Jack Blood with an urgent GCN news bulletin. Do you desperately need to get out of debt fast? Would you like to make some of your debts disappear completely? If so, and you're a GCN listener, there is a very real chance you will now be able to do it. Here's why. A new manual has just been published that reveals how you can get out of debt in 90 minutes without any loans or bankruptcy whatsoever. The insider secrets revealed allow you to get out of debt so fast and so completely that it makes some people feel like they're cheating, but they're not cheating. The secrets taught in the manual are 100% legal and 100% ethical. It's just that bankers, debt collectors, and credit card companies don't want you to know about these loopholes. Learn how to finally teach financial vultures some humility by beating them at their own game, and above all, learn how to bail out for a soft landing. Get control, get relief, get some sleep. Go to www.outin90.com. That's www.outin90.com or give them a call at 877-327-0365. That's 877-327-0365.
Introducing the most efficient gravity filter available. You know, if you were to throw 100 ball bearings at a magnet, most would bounce off. But if you placed them on the magnet, all would stick. The same principle applies in water filtration. Most filtration systems force water through the filter at 60 to 90 psi, causing water molecules to race through the filter in less than a second. The Berkey Light is different. Water molecules take 5 to 10 minutes to pass through the torturous path of the self-sterilizing filters. This allows the proprietary media formulation to remove and reduce pathogenic bacteria, cysts, chemicals, herbicides, pesticides, organic solvents, foul tastes, odors, heavy metals, and nitrates. It is so powerful it purifies raw, untreated water from remote lakes, streams, and stagnant ponds.
Get the advanced Berkey Light Purifier for only $279 by calling New Millennium 888-803-4438 or order on the web at berkeywater.com. Not yet available in Iowa.
Attention, this is an extremely urgent GCN Health News Bulletin. If you're interested in suppressed natural cures, this will be the most important message you will ever hear. Listen closely. 77 GCN listeners are needed immediately to test an amazing blacklisted herbal product considered to be the single most powerful traditional remedy on earth. In fact, medical studies in other countries have been conducted on the astonishing effects this rare mineral-like compound has had on arthritis, obesity, energy, memory, and even reproductive health. Yet, because of the rules governing nutritional supplements in this country, no health or healing claims can be made at this time. However, it is still legal to own this compound, and right now a very small amount is being made available to GCN listeners in what's being called the most amazing and unusual offer ever made on radio. To claim your supply set aside for GCN listeners, simply go to www.blacklistedherb.com. Shipments will be filled on a first-come, first-served basis, so it's important that you move quickly. That's www.blacklistedherb.com or call 877-327-0365.
George Humphrey is our guest in studio, economist, former city council member, successful businessman. Our listeners have heard about the derivatives. They've heard about the trenches. I interrupt you when you're getting into those. We now have the states pulling their money out. There's counties, school districts, hundreds of thousands of governmental institutions who've been secretly investing off budget in the comprehensive annual financial reports. Talk more about that in a little segment we have here, and then what you think is going to happen next year. Most people I talk to say that the plunge has already started, but it's going to get really nasty middle of next year. That seems to be the mean there. The average expert is saying that. What does George Humphrey think? What do you see in the crystal ball?
Well, the reality is what goes up goes down. And in the United States, we've had about 18 years of bull market. This is the longest bull market period that we've had since 1870, that since they've been figuring this thing out. And not only has it been the longest, but it's been the biggest. And if you look at the actual amounts of money, it's just exponentially so much bigger than anything else. So, and if you take a look at the market, if you look at take a look at the stock market, the average P.E. ratio is about 25 or 26 to 1. The national average for the last 150 years is 13 to 1. Every single fundamental of economics is inflated right now. Every single fundamental of economics is inflated. Now, this has been done with smoke and mirrors. It's been done with fiat currency, out of thin air, all of this stuff. But eventually, if you're going to dance, you got to pay the fiddler. And the fiddler's been asking for his money for a little bit period of time. We're seeing unbelievable.
Is it going to be much worse that they've extended it out so far and pumped the bubble up to galactic proportions?
Well, of course. The bigger the balloon gets, the louder the pop. And now, I've been talking about this for a long period of time, and the balloon just keeps getting bigger and bigger and bigger. Now, whether it's going to happen next week or next month or next year or when it's going to happen, our puppet masters are very, very good at what they do, and we have to remember that we're in election, and because of the election, Bernanke clearly is under the control of the neocons, is that it appears as though they're going to cut the prime rate again.
That'll hit the dollar again.
Of course it will, and the dollar has dropped 60% compared to the euro in the last 2.5 years.
Well, I mean, just looking at normal inflation trends and currency devaluations, normally takes within a year to 24 months for it fully to have repercussions internally. It hits their last. It looks like it's happening now faster here. What's going to happen when people find out middle of next year going into an election that a $20,000 car is $40,000, that a $2 gallon of milk's now $5? I mean, that's already starting. What's going to happen?
Well, I wish I could tell you exactly what was going to happen, and anybody who says that they can't tell you exactly what's going to happen is just blowing smoke.
But, I mean, what's your guesstimation?
Well, my guesstimation is that they're going to try and string this thing through the next election. But quite clearly, there's too many cracks in the dam, and they've got their fingers
in all. It's rumbling.
It's breaking all around them. And the thing about these tranches and these subprime loans, we haven't seen the worst of it. In the first quarter and the second quarter of 2008, that's when the real economic tsunami prime loans their subprime loans are coming in.
We've now had over $700 billion globally, yes, by central banks pumped in.
And this is all out of thin air. They're just creating credit. And every time they do this, your money in your bank and your savings account becomes worth that much less. So if you've got...
Well, politically, when it does fall, what's the public going to do when they find out about this?
Well, we have a group of sheep in this country, and we have a group of people who are waking up. And the people who are waking up are such as yourself. But it's not just George Humphrey and Alex and Jack Bloods and Ron Pauls and the other people around. The number of people waking up is increasing not quite exponentially right now, but it's increasing very, very, very quickly right now. And we're all calling out. Now, again, most of the sheep, and I deal with very intelligent investors with a great deal of money, and it is amazing to me that some of these people are still so blind to the clear and present danger to their funds, to the money that they are taking care of. And let's say that some financial guy has $1 billion of funds that he's taken care of, and the dollar goes down for 10%. He's just lost $100 million.
And the dollar has really gone down more than 60% just in the last 7 years in purchasing power. Since 1913, it's over 90-plus percent. And, but
no,
now,
since 1913, the dollar has inflated 2,700%. This is amazing. From 1790...
Stay there. Let's talk about that when we get back. Another break here, long segment coming up. I'm going off Ron Paul numbers. You know, he's just being very conservative.
Oh, yeah.
That, yeah, I mean, sure, a nickel in 1913 was like $5.
Yeah, yeah.
So, yeah, it's more than 90-plus percent. But we'll be right back, ladies and gentlemen.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Doctors around the world claim that cancer and other diseases cannot live in a pH-balanced alkaline environment. But as you know, most people are overly acidic due to stress, acidic diet, and lack of exercise. pH balance is the foundation of energy abundance and perfect health, as well as prevention of disease. People who alkalize the water they drink experience normalized blood sugar, mental clarity, and loss of weight. It was intended for human beings to drink alkaline water, but due to modern way of life, most people are overly acidic. The fact is that disease simply cannot exist in an alkaline environment. Fat accumulates if a person consumes too much acid on a regular basis and doesn't neutralize it. Do your part. Alkalize and supercharge your body now. AlkaVision Plasma pH drops contain a special mineral salt concentrate that raises the pH of the water you drink up to the pH of 10 with only 10 drops. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH drops now by going directly to alkavision.com. Again, that's alkavision.com.
Yes, there is an in-dash AM/FM shortwave radio. For limited time and in limited numbers, the Sony GT160S AM/FM shortwave radio and CD player is available only at the Power Hour. This radio is designed to eliminate interference from ignition systems, and the result is clear, clean reception, so you can hear your favorite broadcasts both domestically and internationally. Get your Sony AM/FM shortwave radio and CD player from the Power Hour today. Call 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. To order. Only $249 plus shipping and handling, and we'll ship it right to you. There's even an input to plug in an external source. Your MP3 player, your iPod, your DVD player, or any other source will sound great through your new Sony receiver. These radios are not available anywhere else and for a limited time, so call now. Dial 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829 and get your Sony GT160S AM/FM shortwave radio and CD player from the Power Hour.
It's a fact. Since the creation of the Federal Reserve in 1913, all banks in these United States create money out of thin air for every single loan they issue. With never-ending late fees, over-the-limit fees, and higher interest rates, it has become mathematically impossible to repay all debt, making all of us slaves to our creditors. The Federal Debt Relief System has created a successful attorney-backed program to legally eliminate credit card debt, personal loans, lines of credit, and other unsecured debts which have been fraudulently created by the banks. We can terminate your unsecured debt within 18 months with a much lower monthly payment, ending with nothing on your credit report. Join the thousands of Americans who now breathe with a sigh of relief because they have legally eliminated their debt. Instead of living each day in fear and frustration, it's time to take action and turn your life around. Call the Federal Debt Relief System at 877-943-8600. That's 877-943-8600. Or visit FDRS.org. Find out how you can break the cycle of debt slavery. Visit FDRS.org today.
There must be some kind of way out of here. Say the joker to the thief. There's too much confusion. I can't get no relief. Businessman there, to drink my wine.
I want to have some time to talk about the awakening that's happening. First they ignore you, then they laugh at you, then they attack you, then you win. I want to talk about other tools the globalists bring this nation down. But the Financial Times of London reported, and of course I had said this too and many others, that really the big central banks, by design, were cutting off credit to some of the subprime people and others to artificially try to control an implosion so they can consolidate and pick up the pieces. And even the Financial Times of London has admitted that. So there's also that whole situation taking place. Give me your take on that, George.
Well, first of all, again, we don't have all the information, but it's very, very clear that even the most conservative economists and the financial people realize that at the very minimum, Citibank is pretty much a dead man walking. It just got a $7 billion infusion from Dubai, but I don't think that's going to be enough. The amount of third-level assets that they have, which are basically junk, are about three times as much as their total assets.
And what's it going to do as all these states start jerking money? Florida just jerked it.
Well, when the states and when the foreign countries start coming to their senses and start investing in more safer havens, then the flood is going to turn into a tidal wave. Now, again, remember right now the whole economy is based upon illusion or upon belief systems.
And if that continues to get shaken.
Yes. And the important thing is to tell the truth. And what we have to do as patriots, people who love this country, first of all, we have to take care of ourselves. And the first thing I would highly suggest is that each and every one of you take some very, very simple but significant steps to protect your own finances and the finances of your family and your friends. And basically, that is to get out of debt as much as possible and to get your deposits at least 40 or 50% of them. Again, you have to go to your financial advisors and figure this out for yourself, but get it out of U.S.-based currencies. Go and put your money in Canadian bonds or stocks or T-bills. Go and put your money in all...
Now short-term, that's fine, but what about when they say the U.S. really implodes, that it's going to cause Europe and everybody else to have problems?
What I'm talking about is the increment. Yeah, and clearly, and I've been saying this for 15 years, get at least 5 to 10% of your assets.
So it's always good to have it more baskets because if some of the boats get sunk, you're not all sunk.
Into gold and silver. Now, clearly, gold and silver has been a storage of wealth since the beginning of mankind. And when you and I first start talking about this, gold was $300 an ounce, silver was $3.20 an ounce, and I know that you've talked about this. And I don't sell gold, I don't make any money out of this. But
well, I do.
Well, I don't.
And I sleep good at night telling folks to do it.
And I sleep well by sharing this with people, and I myself have done well by this, and quite clearly is that we're going to have asset inflation as our dollar goes down and the cost of doing business goes up and up and up and up.
That's going to cause commodities like food, oil,
copper, lumber, oil, gas, silver, gold, meat, the commodities. We're going to have commodity inflation.
Pork bellies.
Whatever people really need, and quite clearly, you're not really making money by this when it's going up, but you're protecting your assets.
You're just keeping what you got.
Exactly.
Well, see, I wanted to bring this up to you because you have a stock market at 13,000. It's been as high as 14 something. Yeah. You've got a dollar devalued by 60%+ since when it opened with the euro at in 2000. And so I look at that and I go, wait a minute, the stock market's really below 7,000 then for what those dollars internationally are worth. That's why the Arabs and others are able to come in and buy up the actual stock market.
Well, exactly.
So explain to a yuppie out there, because I tell them this, and I know people that are worth hundreds of millions of dollars, George, and you know, like you have a lot of rich investor friends, and they have a blind spot. You go, let me explain to you, the dollar's been devalued, the stock market's really lower, and they go, no, but it's higher. It's kind of like in Spinal Tap when they go, why not just have the knob go to 10 but be higher? And he goes, but it's 11.
Yeah.
It's 11.
It's because they don't get it. It's called cognitive dissonance. It's a psychological defense mechanism when you invest your time, energy, or money into something, and then somebody shows that you're wrong. And it is just something that happens that most people defend their positions. And I spent about 3 months in Europe this summer, and anybody who doesn't realize the dollar has gone down just go over to England for a week or so. And all
A cup of tea is like $10.
Oh, it's just unbelievable. The cheapest little hotel you can find, motel that's like a one star that's rat infested, is $170 a night. It is unbelievable.
A decent place is $400.
Absolutely. And the point is that people have to become responsible for themselves. Uncle Daddy Bush, Uncle Grandma Clinton, they're not going to take care of you. They're working for the man. They're working for other people. We're not getting the right information. The U.S. government just came out in the last quarter and said that inflation was 1.75%. Hogwash. Inflation this last year, when you really look at services and fuel and housing, was about 11%. And the government is just plain fibbing. They're just not telling the truth. And again, the dam is breaking. There's so many leaks in the
dam.
Well,
what about them saying the North American Union, and now they're saying Trans-Texas Corridor doesn't exist in Newsweek and on CNN? They just say they say it doesn't exist.
I saw a big front page article in the paper the other day, and it said there is no such thing as the North American Union.
Well, they went further in that Boston Globe story in the States.
Yeah, I saw it.
They say there's no SPP, but basically they say there's no. But, I mean, I've got CNN on tape saying there's no Trans-Texas Corridor. Doesn't matter. There's billboards everywhere, yeah, and official government and laws. And
it's just like the book 1984. You know, war is peace, and peace is war, and love is hate. It's just
so if you don't like something, it doesn't exist.
Yeah, and so what we're looking at right now is that we're looking at a bill in Congress, House Bill 1955, H.R. Bill, and Senate Bill 1959. And I know you know about this. That makes thought crime a felony. Now, friends, it doesn't say that in the bill. It's very amorphous in the language, but it sets up a policing state. It's called.
Well, it says if you say something that doesn't call for violence, but that they can claim influence somebody.
Absolutely.
Now you're a criminal.
And what we're talking about is 1984 on steroids, friends. This is not.
Well, I mean, now they're like out of Fahrenheit 451. They're hiring the firefighters to fight terror and crime. There's no real terror, so that now they're in your house spying.
Yeah, and so, but we have these bills that are so unbelievably draconian Orwellian.
I mean, in America, to have the fire inspector be a spy.
Well, you know, we have spies at the banks and other places like that.
Yeah, know your customer. I mean, is this a free America?
Well,
how did we go from land of the free, home of the brave, to all of you are surveilled and controlled unless you're an illegal alien?
Yeah.
And let's shift gears into that.
Well, another way they're absolutely destroying us is that, you know, wherever you go, you have all these cameras on you, all this stuff, and yet we have wide open borders. Now, is this any new information to your readers? No.
And 800-plus cities under any name will give any foreigner anything they want.
Now, the reality is that over 85% of the American public are just absolutely calling for immigration reform back to 1965 levels. And even 70% of first-generation Latinos who are here are calling for immigration reform. I go down to Mexico a couple times a year. I have family down there. I love Mexico. This is not about being against
Mexico.
But
it's a globalist tool.
But it is a globalist tool. I love my country. I love Mexico, but I love my country. And here are the cold, hard facts. If we'd kept with 1965 quotas for immigration, the population would be about 227 million people. Today, it's over 300 million.
You know that 49.5% of all children in the U.S. are foreign-born.
Yeah, absolutely. And in California.
Not foreign-born. They're the children of foreign-born.
Yeah, absolutely. And in California jails right now, over 75% of the inmates are illegal immigrants. And friends,
but the point is, of that 49%, over 40% are Hispanic. And then the Hispanic media is trying to get Hispanics to be part of this race thing. And they're saying, we're taking over, you know the breeding bomb, all this.
Yeah.
And then we're not supposed to talk about it. My whole deal is, it'd be bad enough for the economy, for the social welfare nets, for the cost of government, and the driving down of wages if they all loved America.
Yeah.
But the problem is, a large portion of them has even been taught in public schools, have been taught to hate America. agenda. And now half of people under the age of 15 are foreigners,
yeah,
and they don't like the country and of America. I mean, it's already basically too far gone.
And friends, this is not about
race. It's kind of like you shot five times in the head or 100 times.
Yeah, this is not about racism. This is about common sense. And if you talk to any educated Hispanic in Costa Rica, in Mexico, in Guatemala, they'll say the same thing that Alex and I are saying. They realize that the power leader or whoever's, for example, I was just down in Costa Rica, and they shoved down CAFTA down the throats of the Costa Ricans. The educated people down there were just aghast at it, but they bought the votes, they rigged the election, they put it in. My good friends in Mexico are absolutely disgusted, because not only do they realize that it is hurting the United States, but they're losing their own country. And so,
well, I just want the La Reconquista crowd, who makes up the majority of the foreigners here now, I want them to know, and I read the writings, and I see it, it's all over TV, and it's a big proud thing. Hey, don't worry. We'll be like Mexico City now. You won, and
we're not going to get to that point. Let's not get to that point.
And the New World Order will win, and your children will be injected with mercury. You win. You're real tough. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
Yeah, and the point is that there are absolute thugs in out there who are ignorant. But any truth.
But that's my point.
Yeah, I know.
Is that I'm saying these people have been taught that they're winning something.
Yeah, I
you're
know.
Not. You're helping the globalists dominate.
And you're also destroying your own culture. And supporting your own culture, whether you're an American or a Canadian or from Costa Rica or from Mexico, is a noble and beautiful thing. That doesn't mean that you don't incorporate the good qualities from other cultures. But friends, what is going on?
This is destroying all our cultures.
Absolute social engineering that is right out in front of us. And if you can't see it, and if your friends, and I know that 95% of the people listening to the show understand this, don't be afraid to talk to your friends about this. Please, please, please. This is
the globalists are just ruthless, George. They're hitting us from every angle. Switching gears back to solutions, because I interrupted you there. You said, you know, get 10% of your assets into foreign bonds or currencies. Get how much into gold and silver?
Well, again, this is only my point of view, and everybody has a different deal. But I would suggest that 20%. Everybody get between 5 to 12% of their money into gold and silver. I would suggest that if you have T-bills or stocks or whatever, get at least 30 to 40% of your financial situation into Canada. I love Canada. Canada's got oil, they've got gas, they've got timber,
they've got
hydro, they've got oil, they've got wheat, and they've got a small educated population, and they've gotten control of their socialistic economy. The loonie's gone from 68 cents to the dollar to $1.04 in the last 3 years. Canada is a relatively safe haven. Now, if the real shinola hits the fan, then all of your financial, your paper stuff could be gone. But I'm talking about in the near term to protect yourself by divesting into Australian dollars, into New Zealand dollars, into some
a
euros.
A basket. That's what China's done.
Yes. And
quite, moved into a spectrum.
Yes. And quite clearly, the Chinese have been very clear. They have over $1.7 trillion of our T-bills, but the Chinese realize that the dollar is going down fast, and they have threatened very, very clearly that unless we get control of it, they are no longer going to continue buying our T-bills.
And we've already seen Venezuela, Iran, a score of other nations starting to move away from the dollar, Europe moving away, Russia moving away.
And I'll tell you what.
If China makes any more announcements, and I started the slide a few months ago, or imagine if just announcements that they were thinking about it did that, what would them actually moving out of it do?
Well, let's say instead of them moving out, let's just say that they don't buy anymore.
Yeah.
Let's just take a conservative thing, is that what we're talking about is the dollar devaluing another 7 to 15%. Now, again, nobody really knows. But then if you really see, you know, countries like Russia and Putin, I'll tell you what, if people aren't paying attention to what Putin's saying, you'd better wake up. The bear is awake. And I'll tell you what, a lot of the things Putin is saying is pretty direct and honest. He is calling a spade a spade.
And, you know, I'm not a Russian backer, but I do support him because he's supporting his own country and he's not knuckling down to the power elite.
Well, aren't we seeing a global elite for the first time in modern history start to lose control? I mean, on every front, including the minds of the people. When Congress, and I keep talking about this, folks, it's a big deal. When Congress has an 11% approval rating for the first time in modern history, both parties are discredited. The public doesn't know exactly what the establishment's selling, but they know it's all bull. And so we now the people are awake to they've been lied to, but they just don't know specifically how they've been lied to and just how severe. Can you comment on the awakening?
Well, you know, it's kind of like the Clint Eastwood movie, The Good, the Bad, and the Ugly, but inversely, we've been talking about the horrible, but the wonderful, the beautiful the happening, or what I call the shift, is taking place. And, you know, you call it kind of flower power stuff, or whatever you want to call this stuff, is that people are waking up to what's going on. And this awakening started many, many years ago. I remember back 10, 12 years ago when we were doing our little shows at Austin Community Access, we'd get on, and people thought we were absolutely out of our minds. And now, friends of mine would go ballistic on me. And now, wherever I go, people are coming up to me and talking to me. I know.
Well-known billionaires call me up
and
say they're leaving the country and they know it's all true. And I'm not going to say
you know,
names.
And wherever Alex goes, you know, he's there's still a lot of people think that we're crackpots, but that number is going down. And as Jesus said, don't cast pearls before swine. People, now whether you listen to Alex's message or my message or Ron Paul's, we're all saying the same thing. Wake up, wake up, wake up. And slowly, it took a while, but now more and more people, and the ball is rolling. Now, quite clearly, and this is very important, my friends, we can't beat them, the power elite, the Illuminati, whatever you want to call these folks, with guns or with violence.
Let's talk about how we beat them in the final segment with George Humphrey, my good friend. And we haven't even talked about this yet. We've got his new book. That's 911, The Great Illusion. We'll tell you about that. He has a new edition.
It is a big idea. A new world order.
In the near future, Earth is dominated by a powerful world government.
It's known as the Bilderberg. Could their objective be world domination?
For thousands of years, their dark order grew. Now, as they hail the birth of the New World Order, their great dream of exterminating 80% of humanity is at hand. For the first time in history, the elite's plan for world government is blown wide open. You will learn the secret that drives the entire New World Order agenda.
Bilderberg is making great progress toward a world government.
Most people have no idea. They're not after money. They have all the money they need. They're after power. That's their aphrodisiac.
Order Endgame on DVD at PrisonPlanet.com or Infowars.com. Or watch it online right now at PrisonPlanet.tv. Endgame, blueprint for global enslavement. You have been warned.
Nuclear reactors provide economical energy, but would you be prepared during an accident? During nuclear disasters, great amounts of radioactive iodine are released into the atmosphere, which are then readily absorbed into the body. Medical Corps' potassium iodate gives you virtually complete protection from the most feared consequence of a nuclear accident, radioactive poisoning. Potassium iodate can protect against radioactive poisoning by filling the thyroid with good iodine. This shields the thyroid and prevents it from absorbing the harmful radioactive iodine. Potassium iodate is better than the iodide form because it is not as likely to cause upset stomachs in children, the elderly, the sick, and pets. Order the official potassium iodate for only $24 and save $5 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. Call now and get free shipping. That's 888-803-4438.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
It's our final segment with George Humphrey. I just want to encourage everybody to go to PrisonPlanet.com and InfoWars.com and get 9/11 The Great Illusion. Very inexpensive, with graphics and photos and documents throughout it on 9/11 and the New World Order. Really a basic primer at InfoWars.com. You can also get it with Endgame Blueprint for Global Enslavement, or you can go to his website, FearOrLove.com. That's George's powerful website, FearOrLove.com. In the time we've got left, how to defeat the New World Order. If we go out, the globalists have to stage terror attacks as a pretext to then say we're doing it and go after the American people. The key is we have to defend ourselves, certainly, but we want to go out and lovingly. And I get mad myself. I mean, we're trying to practice this. I'm not saying I'm good at it. George is better. We have to go out and lovingly show them. It's in that spirit that they will wake up that, hey, you're being manipulated. The teachers, the people that work for government, people in corporations, people in companies. We have to go out and say, listen, we did our research. This is serious. We told you all this was going to happen. It's happening just like we told you it would, because we're going off the globalist own documents. Please investigate and realize that it doesn't have to happen this way if people take action. George?
Well, that's exactly right, and I'm enough of a warrior that every time I get around you or listen to this stuff or read my emails, my blood gets so hot and I want to go after them with an axe. And at the same time, I've got to make a decision. I made a decision many years ago. Do I want to be a martyr or do I want to win this thing? And quite clearly, I want to win this thing for myself, my family, my community, my state, my country, and the world. Because this is a worldwide problem. And if we go out and we get crazy and we just lose our temper and we do, and if we react with fear, we're going to lose. Because we can't.
We have to react with power.
Absolutely.
And dedication.
Now, quite clearly, is that the information that we're putting out, even ex-Italian president, his name is Francesco Cossiga, and he was the Italian president for 7 years. He just came out a couple days ago and said that 9/11 was an inside job.
And Robert Baer's saying the evidence points at that.
All the information is so overwhelming, and it is an information war. So the first step is to wake up. And that's where Alex Jones has done such an amazing job, day in and day out. He's just ripping and yelling and screaming. And he's getting people to wake up. And I know that many, many of you are out there are helping people wake up. And sometimes you got to yell at people to get them to say, can't you see that this is an illusion? But then, because they've been reacting in illusion and fear. But then, it's do we shrink away in fear and get angry, or what do we do? Are we pawns, or are we sovereign, divine, joyous beings? And I know that our Creator created us so that we were sovereign and joyful and divine. And we are not here to be wiped out. This is an extremely important time. I go to India.
And the globalists are trying to go into their extermination phase.
Well, absolutely. The globalists are living in what's called separation consciousness. They have a vampire type of mentality. They believe that the only way for their power is to take it from others.
you being a Christian with my spiritual outlook, I realize that there is infinite love out there.
Well,
for
I believe
all of
in
us.
The synergy, and I know it. I feel it. I mean, people working together.
Absolutely. Many hands make light
George,
work.
George, we're out of time.
It's so good to see you, brother.
Great to see you. I want to thank you for coming in. FearOrLove.com, InfoWars.com, TruthNews.us. I'll be back this Sunday live 4 to 6 p.m. on 590 a.m. here locally, 1330 stations all over the country. I want to see you there. And I want to ask you all to get involved in the InfoWar, to get Endgame, to get Loose Change Final Cut, to get George's great booklets that are very inexpensive. It's so important now to take action in the InfoWar because people are awake now to the point of being able to even listen to what we're saying. If you missed any of the show, it restarts at InfoWars.com right now on the streams.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.